Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today as we wrap up the Pro Perspective on day two of the NFL Combine here in Indianapolis with Thomas Dimitra, general manager of Atlanta, drawing from his New England experience to try to help return the Falcons to the playoffs, and his counterpart John Elway from Denver telling us why Peyton Manning is the best quarterback to lead the Broncos back to the Super Bowl.
Well, what's with Peyton Manning? Well, you know, let me say this, is we're hopeful that Peyton comes back. And we want him back. As I said, after the season, we wanted him back. And we still want him back. You know, he has not given me a definitive answer exactly what he wants to do. But, you know, we're hopeful he's going to come back. You know, with where Peyton is, as I told him in our meeting, I said, you know what, you don't need to throw for another yard and you don't need to throw for another touchdown pass because your legacy is going to be one of the all-time greats, as it is as we sit here now. But where you can really add to his legacy is to, you know, to win a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, that's our goal. And it's as it is for 31 other teams. But, you know, we feel like we got a real good football team. And you know, Peyton Manning is the best player for us. And so that's why we're hopeful that he comes back. Peyton can fit in this offense very easily. And the thing is, it's a lot more dependent on balance. And so, therefore, you know, Peyton's hopefully not going to have to throw the ball 55 times. And so I think for an older quarterback, it's a perfect system to be in. It's really a great system for any quarterback, but I think it's even more helpful the older you get.
I think deep down, most of us that are in this role understand that rarely, I look back on my eight or 7 years as a general manager, I don't believe I had one major disagreement when it came to personnel. I understood what the coach is looking for. I understand there are lines, and I understand in the very end that you have to defer to a head coach, whether it's in a contract or not, really to me has nothing to do with it. This is about making sure that you, again, have this equal footing partnership, and we understand what is best for the organization. And yes, seeing how it worked in New England was important, but again, I'm not concerned about disagreements about building this football team. Again, really, really fired up with, during the 2 weeks that we've worked together and discussed players, and we have as well as discussing it with the scouting staff, people are becoming more and more aware of what we're looking for, and that's going to be, again, vital. Look, Josh McDaniels, I have a great deal of respect for him, not only him as a person and as a football coach, but also his intelligence level and his creativity. There are so many things. And I think, you know, I have no doubt in my mind Josh McDaniel will be a head coach in this league again very soon. And I think that he can be a very successful head coach in this league. And, for us, our decision to continue to go out in the process and eventually hire Dan was something that we felt was best for this organization. And we are incredibly excited about Dan. To Josh, I wish him all the luck, and I think, again, he's got so much opportunity in the future, and I think he's going to do great things in this league.